Okay, here we go. Teichen. So teichen is grinding down into small particles. We started learning teichen and learned that one rule is that it has to be gedulei karka, and then there's ein techina achat techina. Now, once something was ground, you're not going to be chayv to grind it again. You're not going to be over if you grind it a second time. Now, page. So we started learning samach lesuda and. Vav. Okay, Vav. Right, then we spoke about what's considered, what do you have to do if you're cutting vegetables on Shabbos? If they cut it a little bigger than normal, or the Shita Seinu, as long as it's not small, a little bigger than small enough to swallow. That's what we said. Ein t'china achat t'china. Kivin she'ein t'china achat t'china, but the fire'er lechem a biskvit b'chei matzah. I want to crumble the matzah into little crumbs. Or the bread, the crumbs is not a problem. Feel by even should mefired on the chalakim dakim, even if I'm making it into very small pieces. I know a time, kivin shikvan nitchenu pamachas, because it was already ground once. Hainu shabau mikemach shikvan nitchan. Since it started off as flour, a malachas chinah nohegis bem gam kan. Ain the fireum beklim miyuchid lemichol. So here also, even though we're saying ain tchina chatchina, but to use a grater, to use a kli that's miyuchid for it, they ain't allowed to do. Komokim gam kan yesh machmirin shel the fireum dvarim shekvan itchuel samch lezuda. It's in parentheses. Okay, shinoi. We mentioned that even though normally by other malachis. Shinoi is not a heter. Shinoi, if I do the malacha in an unusual way, it makes it into a drabanan. But by tchina, by teichen, it could help. Avshem atinim tchina b'derech shina letzayrach achila. When mate teichen b'derech shinoi letzayrach achila. Loi b'chol shinoi matinim. But not in every type of shinoi are we matir. A shini, which is a change in the etzem way of doing it. It's talking about a type of shini that the reason why you don't do it this way during the chol is because it's annoying. That's right, that's a good word. It's annoying. Because you always do shinas with the back of your hands, you can do shinas with the back of why?
That's not annoying.
No. Why? Depends what you're talking about. What are you trying to mash? Trying to mash a cucumber with the back of your hand, you're right. But if you're trying to mash a banana like that, it's going to go very easy. If there would be tchina by a banana.
Pardon that. We didn't finish discussing if you scoop out the avocado with banana.
Okay, he's bringing up right now again. Just changing the place. Like normally I do it on a plate, now I do it on the table, straight onto the table. It's not enough of a shinui. Alkein lerasik tapuach al yedei mazleg esakin. Therefore, to mash a apple. With a fork or a knife, chen the rasik banana be yadit mazleg or kaf, or to mash the banana. Right, we mentioned that if it's a soft banana, so there's no teichen over there; it's not crumbling into pieces. But let's say there would be to mash it with the back of the fork or the spoon, or lemaich tapuch adama potatoes with the handle of the fork, muta kim shein derech lasis kein b'chol shiktas kasha lasis kein. So what he's saying over here is that even though we're saying that there is a heta to do teichem b'derech shinoi, that's only a shinoi that there's a ktas teirach to it. So like an apple, to crush the apple with the back of a fork is fine. He says even to crush a banana with the back of a fork is also fine. I guess it is somewhat of a teicha.
Wait, what about the scoop?
Yeah.
Rabbi said the scoop.
Oh, so we're saying that Rav Moshe's mashma, that the mashing of the avocado itself is not taichim because it's just flattening what's there. It's soft and you're flattening. It's not breaking into small pieces. But then when I go ahead and I start taking pieces off, so Moshe says that then it's mutter because that's b'shas achila mamish. I mean, even though we said samach la'achila, during the preparation time is a question. It's a question if we're samach on there or not. But b'shas achila, since at the time now I'm eating it or I'm feeding it to the baby, that's fine.